Welcome to Heart, a podcast about all things heart-related, presented by the Physicians of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists. I'm your host, Susan Curtin. Today, we have Dr. Srikar Viareddy of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists located in Shreveport, Louisiana, and we're discussing AFib treatments, ablation, and WATCHMAN. Welcome, Dr. Viareddy.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Last time we talked about AFib, some of the dangers and some of the symptoms, and today we want to get into ablation and WATCHMAN. So what are the dangers, to just recap, of AFib if not properly managed?
One, patients who have symptoms from atrial fibrillation need to be treated properly to correct those symptoms. So we talked about the symptoms are, you know, can range from shortness of breath, tired feeling, dizzy spells, fainting. Sometimes people have, you know, other issues with related to AFib over long term. So obviously you're going to have to correct those to make patients feel better and have a good quality of life. So that's first part. The second part are if you have atrial fibrillation and it's not controlled, some of these patients can develop weakened heart muscles and they can lead to heart failure and related issues from heart failure itself. And the other most important thing is prevention of strokes. Atrial fibrillation can cause strokes, which can be, you know, life-threatening sometimes. So to prevent those strokes, you need, based on certain criteria of individual patients, we determine what type of blood thinners we can use. So you need to address that in order to prevent strokes.
So, and what are some of the treatment options?
Treatment options for atrial fibrillation are to correct the rhythm itself, we can use rhythm medicines, which are just like pills. You take them and correct the rhythm. Sometimes we have to assist those patients to correct the rhythm along with the medications by cardioversion, what we call shocking the heart. So that's the medical treatment, and these patients take blood thinners along with the rhythm medications. Now, we do that in patients who are symptomatic. You know, the atrial fibrillation itself is causing symptoms. Now, the second treatment option, or sometimes it can be first treatment option based on, you know, each individual patient, preference of the patient, and the other called catheter ablation. Catheter ablation is a procedure. We do catheter brace through the groin, run into the heart, and then we identify these abnormal electrical signals or firing inside the heart through various structures. And we call mapping, trying to find out where these are coming from and use specific energy to cauterize those abnormal signals and to correct the atrial fibrillation.
And are there different types of ablation treatments?
Yeah, there are. There are two types of energies which is used to ablate or cauterize. One is the radio frequency energy, and then another one is the cold energy. It's called the cryo, or freezing, freeze the tissue and correct those rhythms.
And how do you know which treatment to use?
Well, if the medicines don't help, most patients do get medications at the first line. To see if the gets corrected. Now, if the medications don't work, then we obviously move into ablation.
Dr. Viareddy, what are the risks involved?
The risks are minuscule, but some of them can be serious. They can be range from, you know, simple bleeding in the groin where we go through the veins or the blood vessels to bleeding around the heart. Sometimes you have procedural strokes related to blood clots formed inside the heart during or after procedures. Bleeding around the heart, necessitating drainage of the heart, blood surrounding the heart muscle. And requirement sometimes for a pacemaker placement after the procedure if they develop slow heartbeats.
And what's the recovery time?
The recovery time is pretty good. Most patients currently in the United States, they spend a night in the hospital. Majority of the patients, more than 99% of the patients, do go home the next day. They'll usually have restrictions in relation to your leg, so they don't bleed, because every one of the patients, when they go home, they come to the hospital on blood thinners before the procedure, and then go home on blood thinners. So to minimize bleeding from their groins or leg sides, so they kind of restricted mobility in the first 2 or 3 days. And then most of the patients get back to normal in 4 or 5 days.
What happens if a person can't take blood thinners?
If somebody, based on their risks, if they have atrial fibrillation, they need to be treated with blood thinners to prevent strokes. If somebody cannot take for various reasons, some people have frequent falls, and a lot of times we see this in little elderly people, and these are the patients, as we get older, their risk of stroke also gets significantly higher. And unfortunately, these are the patients who can, the least who tolerate the blood thinners because of various reasons. They have other medical problems and they tend to bleed. So in those patients, we have treatment options to prevent strokes from related to atrial fibrillation. There's procedures called Watchman procedure. It's a device, we put it in the heart. It's like put it in the pouch of the heart, which is called the left atrial appendage. And that's where 95% of clots from atrial fibrillation come. And they go, the clot breaks loose and goes to the brain, or sometimes to your belly, cuts off circulation to arms. So we put this device in there, close this pouch off, so there's no communication with the heart and this pouch, and prevents strokes, 95% of the strokes related to atrial fibrillation.
In reference to ablation, what's the recovery time with that?
The recovery time usually is about 3 to 5 days. Yeah. That's where most people spend the night in the hospital and they go home the next morning. Their restrictions are mainly related to the catheter site where we go into the heart, in the groin. Once they recover from that, usually about 3 to 5 days, they're back to your normal activities.
And then will the ablation procedure cure their AFib?
That's a good question. At this time, there's no real cure for atrial fibrillation. We minimize the amount of atrial fibrillation burden. Like, say, if a patient has atrial fibrillation every day, 7 days a week, so we may have once or twice a small short episode in a year. Now, it also depends on where in the course of atrial fibrillation these patients seek attention. Like, they may have some kind of skip beats or heart racing for years, and they may not have seek attention, and several years down the road, they go to the doctor and they found they have atrial fibrillation. And then once they diagnose the atrial fibrillation, there's a lot already elapsed from the time they already had symptoms. And that makes changes in their hearts and scarring and stuff, makes it difficult for them, atrial fibrillation, to get corrected or keep in rhythm over a period of time.
Right. Now, with the Watchman device, are there risks?
Yes, there is with the Watchman device. It's a catheter-based procedure again, so it's almost like delivering a stent inside the heart arteries, but this one is into the pouch of the heart itself, called the appendage. The risks are related similar to other catheter-based procedures, like bleeding, where the access site, where we go from the groin. Other ones are relatively less common. Those are bleeding around the heart. And we can poke a hole in the heart, that happens. Then you have to drain the blood surrounding the heart. Very rarely, patients may need surgery to correct the hole as a result of this procedure.
Is there any difference in the recovery time?
No, it's pretty much the same recovery time as far as we talked about the other ablation.
And with the Watchman, what's the recovery time?
Most all patients need to be admitted to the hospital. That's the CMS recommendation. We admit patients, so one night in the hospital, they do well, they go home the following morning. The restrictions are all related to the site where we go inside in the groin, usually about 3 to 5 days of recovery time.
And will the Watchman device cure AFib?
No, Watchman device is solely for protection of strokes related to atrial fibrillation.
And how does a patient determine, or how does the physician determine, which procedure is best for them?
We are talking about the correction of AFib itself. For symptomatic patients with atrial fibrillation, so we need to give them medicines or catheter ablation to correct the atrial fibrillation to relieve their symptoms. Now, some patients have atrial fibrillation, they're not symptomatic, so they're not too young, they're not symptomatic, we will say, okay, you need to take blood thinners and you can live your normal life. Now, if you can't tolerate somebody whose risk of stroke is high, but they cannot take blood thinners for several reasons, because of falls, because of bleeding from their stomach or colon, and loss of blood, sometimes we cannot identify the source of bleeding. So in those patients, determined by the physician, sometimes they have bleeding in their eyes or other organs. So after a discussion with the, you know, other related specialists and the patient, we determine that he's too risky for the patient to take blood thinners. Then we talk about prevention of stroke related atrial fibrillation. And that's when we decide a Watchman procedure is appropriate.
Well, it's good to know there are several AFib treatment options available at advanced cardiovascular specialists. And we thank you for joining us today.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
To learn more about advanced cardiovascular specialists, visit acsdoctors.com.